Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. High of 42 today under partly cloudy skies with a chance for showers, northwest winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Cloudy skies expected tonight, slight chance for rain showers mixing with and changing to snow, lows level off around 21. A dusting of snow tonight. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Right now, 21.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, Kansas Lieutenant Governor and Secretary of State David Toland has announced that as of yesterday afternoon that more than $400,000 has officially been awarded to the state for different projects that will help tourism. WIBW News reports that in a statement from the Lieutenant Governor, he said, quote, by supporting our local attractions with these grants, we are able to create transformative experiences that draw more out-of-state visitors and enhance the quality of life for local residents. Our goal is to amplify unique aspects of all regions of Kansas, ensuring that each attraction serves as a powerful catalyst for economic development and community pride. He goes on to say that the grant program is an initiative that is designed to provide financial assistance to public, private, and nonprofit entities in helping invest to enhancing tourism around the state that will create positive economic impact through job creation, capital investment, higher revenue, and increased visitation. Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier.
Drive home a great deal today. At Midwest Kia, we're excited to help you kick off a season of new traditions with a year-end sales event you won't want to miss. For a limited time only, if you find an ornament on the windshield of any new Kia, you'll have found thousands in extra savings. Explore our selection with over 300 new Kias available, all backed by Kia's 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty for unbeatable peace of mind. Plus, our simple, transparent, and fast buying process means you'll spend less time at the dealership and more time enjoying your new ride. Don't miss out. Visit Midwest Kia today and celebrate the season of new traditions with savings you won't want to pass up. Come to Midwest Kia and see why people are singing.
We want to see you in a Midwest Kia.
See dealer for details. Offers expire month end. Warranties a limited powertrain warranty. Subject to credit approval.
The Hayes Medical Center has officially released a statement after two former doctors at the Hayes Center had filed a lawsuit against the hospital and after the hospital filed a counterclaim. KSN News reports that after the resignation of Dr. Jared Grove and Dr. Robert Rodriguez, they had filed the lawsuits against the hospital regarding a non-compete clause, where the hospital then filed a counterclaim against the two doctors, claiming that Dr. Grove had breached his contract, preventing him from work at places with any certain distance. As the hospital released the statement saying, quote, while it's always our goal to retain the providers who work at Hayes Med, some level of turnover is normal and to be expected. Recruiting and retaining qualified physicians is always a challenge in Kansas, but the issue is partially amplified in rural parts of the state. In 2024, Hayes Med has a total of 10 physicians leave the community, but during that same time frame, contracted with 20 new physicians who joined the medical staff. The hospital also filed a third-party complaint against the Greeley County Health Services. Mid-America Network News.
Duzin Enterprises has been laying floors all over our area since 1962. That's miles and miles of carpet, laminate, tile, hardwood, and vinyl. And they are so good at it that their schedule is filling up fast. So while good things come to those who wait, if you have a remodel or a new construction project in your near future, you should probably get on their schedule today. So call 785-325-2379. That's 785-325-2379. Duzin Enterprises in Washington. Why would you go anywhere else? Financing available.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, Nebraska farmers may be hurting just a little bit more, as according to the update in the month of December from the U.S. Department of Agriculture's farm income forecast, they say that farm income is forecasted to decrease in 2024 compared to 2023 by roughly 4%, largely, they say, due to a decrease in cash receipts or the gross income from the sale of commodity crops. According to Carriet Litkowski, the farm income team leader for the USDA's Economic Research Service, she did release a statement last week saying, quote, somehow it feels a little more important as we near the end of the year to evaluate the current state of the farm economy as starting points for considering what challenges and opportunities may lie ahead for U.S. agriculture in the upcoming year. Overall, net cash farm income for 2024 was projected to be at roughly $158.8 billion, which with the inflation-adjusted figures is roughly 3.5% lower than net cash flow of 2023.
Mondo, you're in blowout at Rusty at Ford. Up to 18,000 off on F-150. Stock number 214-710. 24 Mach-E, 299 base payment, 48 months, 7,500 mile for your lease, 7633 down. Stock number 24C-548, sales price 48,850. 24 Edge, 359 base payment, 36 months, 7,500 miles per year lease, 39,96 down. Stock number 214-026, sales price 35,999. 24 F-150, 349 base payment, 36 months, 7,500 miles per year lease, 47.50 down. Stock number 214653. Sales price 47,500. 24 Bronco Sport, 199 base payment, 36 months, 7,500 miles per year lease, 50.07 down. Stock number 214746. Sales price 33,380. Visit Rusty at Ford or RustyAtFord.com. Offers cannot be combined. See store for details. Must finance with Ford Motor Credit.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. A fatality accident was reported in Clay County Sunday evening. Both drivers were killed when the two collided head-on about 15 miles south of Clay Center on Highway K-15. Deanna L. Hesse, age 56, of Clay Center, and Lisa L. Stevenson, age 53, of Salina, were the fatalities, with a 13-year-old passenger in the Stevenson vehicle suffering serious injuries, transported to a Salina hospital. Beatrice firefighters responded Monday evening to a camper on fire outside a home at 19th and Sargent Streets, where a space heater reportedly exploded. No injuries were reported in the large fire, although cat inside the camper may have been lost. Pickerel and Philly volunteer firemen also assisted. Marshall County Commissioner's meeting recessed to executive session multiple times for nearly 2 hours at last week's meeting with no binding decisions made. Commissioners unanimously approved payment for a generator for Pottawatomie County Rural Water District No. 3 for Marshall County Services in the amount of $38,000 out of American Rescue Plan funds. Andrew Lohman, who has been serving as a Marshall County attorney and Marysville City prosecutor, has left for a post with the Kansas Solicitor General in Topeka. Luke Sunderland, with Sunderland and Mishler of Sabetha, will assume the county post, while Aaron Westbrook was recently appointed city prosecutor. A tax sale in Washington County last week generated $71,520 from six properties with delinquent taxes that were not redeemed by property owners. $41,000 was the top bid for a property at 613 Woodland Drive in Washington, with two others in Clifton and one each in Barnes and Hanover. Initially, 34 properties were identified for the tax sale. The remainder were caught up. The last Washington County tax sale was held in February last year. Gage County Extension introduced Agent Carly Applegarth at the last Board of Supervisors meeting. She'll serve as Food and Nutrition Director. The Gage County Sheriff would like to hire a couple of new deputies, with several deputies at or approaching retirement. The jail director provided an update, noting that hiring an architect may be a next step if that route is chosen. Lonnie D. Meyer, age 61, formerly of Blue Springs, passed away December 3rd. Funeral service is planned Wednesday, 11 a.m. at the Wymore Church of Christ. Nernman, the Blue Springs Cemetery, slated for January 31st, with a visitation Monday from 1 until 8. Family will greet friends from 6 until 8. Then a visitation again Tuesday from 10 to 5. Hathel Laughlin Hovett Funeral Home in Wymore in charge of arrangements for Lonnie Meyer. He had served as Blue Springs mayor for 25 years. Sister Janet L. Kennedy, age 90, of Frankfort, passed away December 7th. Funeral service to be held at a later date, with the Patton Funeral Chapel in charge of arrangements for Sister Janet Kennedy. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, tuna noodle casserole, French bread, peas, lime pears, and cake. Tomorrow, chicken cordon bleu, macaroni and cheese, garden blend, and fruit cocktail.
United Bank and Trust has been fulfilling the banking needs of families and businesses in Northeast Kansas for decades. United Bank and Trust is always advancing and is excited to introduce a tablet banking app. Simply search UBT Tablet in the App Store and download. Enjoy banking on your tablet from anywhere. It's a mobile-fast world, and so is United Bank and Trust, the bank for your future. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
And United Bank and Trust continues their holiday open house at the Beatty location from 10 to 2 today and tomorrow.
For holiday shopping this year, One Marysville invites you to see what Marysville has to offer. Shop our historic downtown district or venture out to see what other great locally owned businesses are under your tree. Dollars spent locally go back to activities that are important to you all year long. Shop Marysville and visit these local businesses during the holiday season.
Happy holidays from the crew at Hometown Lumber in Marysville and Axtell Lumber. This is Nick Ringsdorf. Gifts for Dad, the kids, or anyone in the family? We thank you for shopping local this holiday season and look forward to your continued support in 2025. From me and the crew at Hometown Lumber in Marysville and Axtell Lumber, happy holidays.
Still looking for a gift this holiday season? Come see my dad at Annan's Automotive in Marysville. From a fix-it-yourself man to getting mama a portable air compressor in case of a flat. Maybe gift cards to use later. Be prepared for the holidays with one stop at Annan's in Marysville. Tell them Nash sent you.
Thank you for shopping local and supporting our Marysville businesses this holiday season.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Partly sunny early on today, then some rain showers are possible with our highs in the lower to mid-40s. Northwest winds between 5 and 15 and gusting as high as 20. There will be a slight chance for some rain and snow showers overnight tonight, mostly cloudy with our lows in the upper teens and lower 20s. Westerly winds between 5 and 15 and gusting as high as 30. Sunshine throughout the day on Wednesday with our highs in the mid to upper 30s. Then partly cloudy skies on a Wednesday night with our lows in the mid to upper teens. Some sunshine throughout Thursday with our highs in the mid to upper 30s. Then partly cloudy skies throughout Thursday night with our lows in the mid-teens and lower 20s. There will be a slight chance for some rain showers into Friday, otherwise mostly cloudy with our highs in the upper 30s and lower 40s. Easterly winds between 5 and 10 and gusting as high as 20. Then some rain showers may continue into Friday night, mostly cloudy with our lows in the upper teens and lower 20s. Mostly sunny skies into Saturday with our highs in the lower to upper 40s. And mostly clear skies throughout Saturday night with our lows in the lower to upper 20s. And sunshine on Sunday. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature mid-December, 45, record high on this date, 68. The average low, 1, the record low, 16, below 0. Sunrise this morning, 7:36. Sunset this evening at 5:05. It's 23 degrees this hour. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Tuesday, the 10th of December. KNDY News Time 7:16. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Hey, this is Morgan Reed. Medicare open enrollment is October 15th through December 7th. As an independent agent, I have access to multiple companies available throughout Kansas and Nebraska, helping community members that are on Medicare or will be soon. You can reach me at 785-727-4655 or find me at 815 Broadway in Marysville. Find your coverage your way with Reed Insurance.
Opportunity knocks, rip off a 40-yard touchdown. Good morning, I'm Jay Reynolds. Week 14 wrapping up last night with the Cowboys-Bengals game, which was decided in the final 2 minutes. Tied at 20, Bengals were forced to punt. Dallas was about to get the ball back. They even blocked the punt, but that's not where the play ends.
What a colossal mistake by the Dallas Cowboys. They just needed to get out of the way after blocking that punt. One of their players touched it, and the Bengals recovered. A colossal blunder by Dallas.
ESPN 1530 in Cincinnati after that. Three plays later, Joe Burrow throws a 40-yard touchdown pass to Ja'Marr Chase, his second of the night, and that's the difference in the game. Bengals win it 27-20. Both teams now 5-8 on the season. Dallas 1-6 at home. Micah Parsons didn't even see the end of it, left the field before the clock hit zeros, calling it perhaps the worst loss of his career. Former Patriots coach Bill Belichick says he's spent the last 11 months since his departure from the Patriots taking a closer look at the college level, admits he's had good conversations with the leadership at North Carolina. Heisman Trophy will be awarded this weekend in New York. Yesterday, the four finalists announced: Oregon's Dylan Gabriel, Colorado's Travis Hunter, Aston Jeddah of Boise State, and Cam Ward from Miami. First round of the college football playoff is next week. Remains to be seen if Georgia will have Carson Beck. He suffered an elbow injury in the SEC championship game in the win over Texas. Georgia says there's no timetable for his return at this point. NBA, the Knicks score the final 5 points. They beat the Raptors in Toronto, 113-108. Karl Anthony Towns with 24 points, 15 rebounds. RJ Barrett, 30 points in the loss. On the ice, Montreal, a shootout win over the Ducks. Detroit gets past Buffalo in a shootout. Chicago, a 2-1 win over the Rangers. New York has dropped 8 of its last 10. North Carolina captures the NCAA Women's Soccer Championship again. That's number 22.
To believe that Christmas is only a couple of weeks away, right? But there's still plenty of time to find incredible gift deals because Macy's Friends and Family Sale is happening now. What does that mean? It means when you use your coupon or Macy's card, you can take 15% off the best beauty gifts, just like friends and family can. That's 15% off designer fragrance gift sets, 15% off makeup, 15% off skincare routines. It's just this week, it's just what you've been waiting for, and it's only at Macy's. Savings off regular prices. Exclusions apply.
The county just requested more electric charging stations.
Orders have really amped up at Able Electric.
We need 3 more at First in Maine, and we just got another hotel chain.
It's no shock. Able Electric needs Able electricians.
Grocery store wants charging stations, too.
And fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Put our matching platform to work so you can spend less time searching and more time connecting with talented candidates. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Tuesday night tip-off, Hanover hosting Nemaha Central Girls and Boys Play live on KNDY FM 95.5, on air, online, and on our mobile app.
From ABC News, Wall Street Now. All three major stock indexes took a hit yesterday, driven by news that Chinese regulators have opened an investigation into U.S. chipmaker NVIDIA. Beijing cites a potential violation of China's anti-monopoly law. During Monday's session, the Dow Jones lost 240 points, but remained above 44,000 at the close. The S&P and NASDAQ composite both gave up 0.6%. Losers on the day included Amazon, Meta, and Netflix. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau promises that if President-elect Donald Trump follows through on his proposed 25% tariffs, Canada will retaliate with its own set of tariffs. The U.S. and Canada have one of the world's largest trading relationships at nearly $1 trillion a year. Federal officials are investigating complaints of child labor law violations at a HelloFresh facility in Illinois. A spokesperson for the food kit company blames a temporary staffing agency, which HelloFresh now has fired. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Farmers, you work year-round to make the most of your harvest. Proper soil management, planting practices, and due diligence at harvest. Don't let a worn, torn, and ragged grain tarp cost you in the end. Blue Valley Trailers in Waterville has a full line of replacement Serco tarps for grain trucks, trailers, carts, or wagons. With manual or electric options, safeguard the quality and value of your harvest against the elements. Also offering repair options, stop by Blue Valley Trailers in Waterville for a full line of trusted Serco tarps.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. It's time again for another Larry Steckline report.
Cattle on feed report out indicates, friends, we've got a lot of cattle on feed. We were supposed to have a big decline in numbers because of the terrible drought that we've had all across cattle country. Well, guess what? No state had less cattle on feed than a month ago. Most of them up from a month ago. And when you looked at the figures, they were right in line with the trade guess. It wasn't their shaking to the market, but it's still mind-boggling, and I think it is to most of the people that are trying to analyze this. I can tell you that on-feed numbers were exactly the same, or almost exactly the same as a month ago. The placements We're up 5%. The trade was guessing it to be about 4, 4.5. And the marketings were up 5%. And that's right in line with what the trade was guessing. So it wasn't an earth-shaking change to the market conditions at all. But it sure has people scratching their head, and well, they should. I got to tell you that. 12,000 head on feed. Now, let me tell you that back just a few years ago, the figure was topping out at 10,000. Yeah, so we go through a major drought, a big cut in numbers, bunches of them going to market, and we're up to 12,000. Can you explain it? Let me know if you can. We've got a lot of experts that are trying to, but they haven't done a very good job with me. As we look at the future, though, that means we're okay for meat prices at the grocery store, even though they're quite a bit stronger.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Jacob Clout. Kansas Wheat Vice President of Research and Operations Aaron Harries and K-State's Romulo Loilato have developed and are introducing a new information campaign called Wheat Beyond the Value of Grain to get the crop's advantages more widely recognized. Harries explains how this campaign came about.
I can't tell you how many times in western Kansas I've heard a farmer say to me, you know, that wheat straw is worth gold, you know, in that crop rotation because it's going to conserve moisture. We heard that this year, northwest Kansas, where there was so much straw, and a particular farmer said to me, for the next 5 years, that wheat straw is going to play an important part in this field, in this crop rotation. We all know that winter wheat specifically brings a lot of value besides just what you sell the grain for when you cross the scale at the grain elevator, what it brings to the crop rotation in terms of moisture conservation, weed conservation. So I said, can we do some research on that and, you know, quantify all of those values, maybe put some dollar amounts to them, and so we can demonstrate that there is much more value that winter wheat brings to the rotation than just the actual price of the grain.
He outlines how producers can benefit from these resources.
The audience for this campaign is diverse, too. I think not only farmers. I mean, farmers realize the value that winter wheat brings to the rotation, but I think it helps provide them with the tools that they need to go talk to maybe their ag lender or their out-of-state landlord who may be asking, why are you keeping wheat, winter wheat in your crop rotation? Because it's not necessarily the most profitable crop on most years, and that's one of the things winter wheat faces a challenge against. But this campaign, this research, helps us demonstrate to those landlords, to those lenders, this is why winter wheat's in the rotation. This is why it brings additional value to the crop rotation. So that's who we're trying to reach, I think, not only the farmers, but a much broader audience than that. And so the information, this long paper, it lent itself to a campaign. So it's going to be rolled out over, you know, at least half a year in 2025 because there's that much information to share.
Harries discusses a couple positives of growing winter wheat.
It certainly is important for conservation of moisture and weed suppression. And, you know, we haven't talked about regenerative ag and sustainable ag programs, but, you know, those are some things that winter wheat allows a farmer to take advantage of some of those programs.
That was Vice President of Research and Operations at Kansas Wheat, Aaron Harries, on the Wheat Beyond the Value of Grain information campaign. Find more information at www.kswheat.com. I'm Jacob Clout. This has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
The Manhattan Commission Company, Manhatton, Kansas, will be holding a special stock cow sale Wednesday, December the 11th, starting at 11 a.m. on the cow-calf pairs, followed by the breeding bulls, bred heifers, and the spring calving cows. Consignments include 37 choice Red Angus Charley Cross AI bred heifers for mid-February calving. There will be 50 fancy Angus and black-white face bred heifers. They're bred low birth weight Angus bulls for February-March calves. Be 42 fancy Sim Angus heifers. They're AI bred for February 10th calves. We will have over 300 black-white face, Red Angus, and Charley Cross cows. They're 3 to 8 years old. They're bred from February to April calving. plus 175 black white face and red Angus fall calving cow calf pairs. They're 2 to 7 years old. They'll have September to November calves by side. Breeding bulls offered include 6 red and black Simmental and 1 Angus bull. They're 22 to 24 months of age. For more information on this special cow sale, Wednesday, December the 11th, starting 11 a.m. at the Manhattan Commission Company, please call 800-834-1029 or check our website at mcclivestock.com.
Homegrown tomatoes in the middle of winter? We've got some know-how from the experts on how to do it on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So, what's stopping you? Your membership gives you access to the state's largest and most influential advocacy organization, the Voice of Agriculture in Topeka, Washington, D.C., and counties across the state. You'll also be helping build strong, prosperous communities through agriculture advocacy and education. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
In August of last year, Kansan Audra Clark was involved in a motor vehicle accident. While she only suffered some bumps and bruises, scan results indicated she had 2 masses on her brain. She is the single mother of 4 beautiful children, and her quest continues to become a registered nurse. We ask for your prayers for Audra, and if you would, please donate to assist her in this medical fight. Visit Audra Support Squad on Facebook. That is Audra Support Squad. Again, Audra Support Squad. This message of support is organized by Justin Clark and Lindsay Meyer. With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Tuesday, December 10th, the 345th day of the year. Poet Emily Dickinson was born on this day in 1830, and in 1927, Nashville's Grand Ole Opry was heard on radio for the first time. This time of year, supermarket tomatoes can be a real disappointment. Is there an alternative? It's difficult, but not impossible, to grow tomatoes indoors through the winter. Here's some advice from those who've tried. Plenty of sun is required, of course. Locate plants near a picture window or sunroom exposure. Cherry or plum types do better than slicing tomatoes. Indeterminate varieties, which grow and produce indefinitely, are best suited to the long stretches of winter. And choose less vigorous growers for more fruit and less vine. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more and sign up for our free newsletter at almanac.com.
Hit 7:30 from KNDY, 22 degrees ahead of sunrise. Middle 40s on the high side today as the cool trend continues. Middle 30s Wednesday, then into Thursday.
Mid-American Network Sports, I'm Doug Downs. The Kansas City Chiefs got a win on Sunday night, 19-17, on a last-second field goal over the Los Angeles Chargers. Yesterday, during the Monday morning press conference, Coach Andy Reid talked not only about the game, but about the season and how things have went so far for the Chiefs.
It's a unique year. They're all unique. This one's unique from the standpoint that we've had a lot of close games. We've been able to battle through some things to get these victories, and I'm sure we'll continue to do that. One of the things I came out of training camp with was that kind of senior leadership, mentally tough guys, and I think some of that's carried over to the newer additions, and they see how we do things, and they try to work themselves into it. And
the Cleveland Browns on the road are next up for the Kansas City Chiefs. Mid-America Network Sports.
All Twin Valley League 11-man football honors have been announced for 2024, with the Centralia Panthers claiming 11 of the 25 first-team offensive and defensive spots. First-team offense for the Panthers included senior lineman Mason Stahlbaumer and Parker Cook, senior quarterback Jacob Flinty, senior end Ben Haverkamp, and sophomore end Quentin Aldifer. The Valley Heights Mustangs claimed first-team offensive honors with a pair of junior linemen in Creighton Smith and Lawson Stryker, senior running backs Jaden DeWalt and Logan Gray, along with senior end Royce Ekstrom. First-team defense included Creighton Smith, Logan Gray, and Royce Ekstrom of Valley Heights, as the Centralia Panthers claimed spots from Mason Stahlbaumer, Parker Cook, Jacob Flinty, Ben Haverkamp, and Quentin Aldifer, along with senior lineman Henry Heidemann. A full list of first and second team 2024 all 11-man Twin Valley League selections can be found under the Sports tab at kndyradio.com. Sports in Kansas, an online media outlet, announced their winners for the 2024 High School Football Coaches of the Year. Axtell's Eric Detweiler claimed the eight-man Division II honor for the third straight year after leading his Eagles to a fourth consecutive state title and fourth consecutive undefeated season. Other area coaches nominated through Sports in Kansas were Tony Trimble of Marysville, Roger Holthouse of Centralia, Cody Trimble of Valley Heights, along with Matt Hoyer of Hanover and Russ Steinbrock at Clifton Clyde. In total, seven area coaches across four classifications earned nominations for 2024 High School Football Coach of the Year, with Eric Detweiler of Axtell earning the honor as Coach of the Year in the eight-man Division II classification for the third straight year. For KNDY Sports, this is Max Blasky.
Marysville Bulldog wrestlers opened the season Saturday with a 42-30 win at Perry-Lecompton. Wilson, Bussman, Lynch, Waters, Rose, Wetter, Wassenberg, Cromie, and Becker individual wins. MHS girls wrestled at Rock Creek Saturday. Johnson took first place. Cromie, Hubbard, and Throm were runner-up. Shoemaker placed fourth. MHS wrestlers at Womego Thursday and Clay Center Saturday this week.
It's a Tuesday special as our Marysville Dental Care Game of the Week takes a trip to Hanover, where the Wildcats host the Nemaha Central Thunder in an early season matchup tonight on KNDY FM 95.5. Coming off back-to-back 1A Division II state basketball titles, head coach for the girls team Chris Beichman knows the expectations are high in Hanover again, but tough competition early to start the year will get his team off on the right foot.
Yeah, I think it puts a little pressure on us from last year. Of course, you went back-to-back. The girls, of course, you set your goals high again. You first want to try to win our league and then state, so that pressure's always been on these girls. But we get a four-game stretch here against some real tough competition. We get to Christmas and really get a focus on our issues and then dial it up for the TVL tournament.
Girls action is set to tip at 6 p.m. with boys to follow tonight on KNDY FM 95.5. Your home for local high school sports coverage is always KNDY.
Tuesday night basketball tip-offs in our broadcast feature. Hanover entertains Nemaha Central. Girls and boys action live on KNDY FM 95.5. On our website, KNDYradio.com, at our free mobile app. Valley Heights tips off at Axtell. Frankfort meets Manhattan Chief in the Waumonsie Tournament. Washington County hosting Pike Valley in the Cloud County Tournament. Centralia hosts St. Mary's. Diller O'Dell is home to Thayer Central. Southern tips off at Johnson County Central.
KNDY.